Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my friends reached out. And they've been back to work. They've been working now for a couple months, right? And they kind of were a little, you know, more scared of COVID than, you know, I was and a lot of other people. And they haven't gone out. And so he calls up saying, we're going out. Okay, let's get the couples together. We are going to go out. I want to go out. Best dinner, right? I got money to spend. You know, the economy's getting good. I'm, you know, this is good. I think we're over it. And he works for a firm. And I don't know much about the firm. I haven't really been following what's been going on with them. But he's now ready to spend. And, you know, I'm a little nervous because, you know, I like Top Ramen, right? You know, I might, you know, do like a 2-for-1 Chili's meal. I really am not ready to spend a lot of money on a fancy Vegas dinner. You go out to dinner in Vegas now, it's bucks. And then somebody orders a bottle of wine. Lord have mercy. I'm not a big wine drinker, but somebody orders a bottle of wine, you're spending like, you know, an extra $1,000. I'm like, wait a second here. $1,000? That's like, you know, a house pay. That could go to the house. That could go to the car. They're going to do that for wine that you're going to drink and pee out, you know, in a couple hours. But anyway, so he's in the mood to spend. And I'm seeing people, you know, like Apple's gone up. You know, people are buying the new iPhone. And, you know, people have extra money. They feel good. They were getting that $600 extra a week. They might get an extra $300. I don't know when that's going to finally come into play. Many people got their jobs back when their business opened. And so you have a group of individuals out there, you know, thousands, that are like, okay, or maybe even millions, that are like, okay, things are good, things are good. Well, what people aren't realizing and what nobody's really, really talking about is October 1 is coming. Now, there's significance with October 1 for a variety of us. You know, in Las Vegas, we had the, you know, Harvest 91 festival shooting and, you know, but in terms of the economy, October 1 is going to be a bad, bad day. I'm expecting the stock market to drop. I'm expecting millions of people losing their jobs. Now, why? What is that? The day we find out the vaccine isn't going to come out? Is that a day we find out that COVID decides to come back? No. I mean, I am being serious. October 1 is going to be the day where all these businesses that got the PPP money did what they were supposed to. They were required, in order to get that PPP money and not have to pay it back, to keep all their workers that they rehired till September 30th. That was the magic day. You have to, if you did get that money, you got 2.5 times 1 month payroll. So that's supposed to give you 2.5 months of payroll. But you had to still keep everybody, about 90% of your staff on till September 30th, even if you didn't get enough money from the PPP. So we got very small PPP money. Amount in, I think we got ours in April. So that money covered us through the summer. And then hopefully, luckily, we're still keeping all our staff and we're not planning on firing anybody in October. As long as, you know, our office and our businesses can still stay open, we're going to keep them. But all these businesses that got this PPP loan money, they are holding on as long as they can until September 30th. And then October 1, whew, all right. Let's start to clean the payroll. And we heard about American Airlines. I think American Airlines is cutting 19,000 jobs. Delta, 1,900 pilots. United Airlines is planning on, from what we understand, letting people go October 1 as well. So the travel industry that got money from the PPP loans, if travel isn't going to come back and if we aren't going to see a lot of holiday vacations or, you know, people traveling for Thanksgiving and quarantine's lifted. I don't think the travel industry is going to go back to the way they were. Now, remember, the travel industry was having issues before COVID because people didn't want to spend $700 a flight. They were having, you know, fuel costs, and they were already trying to cut corners, okay? You know, we're thinking, well, if COVID goes down, you know, they'll be able to, you know, operate more flights. They're not going to operate to the way they were last January. So if they were already on a slim profit margin back then, anything that happens this fall will still be far less than what they hope to be at. So, of course, they're going to lay people off. Most businesses, most restaurants, you know, it was interesting. Somebody called me up going, I don't know how these restaurants are staying open. But, I mean, they should have been closed by now. You know, there's only like five tables outside. They're seating only five, you know, tables outside. And it's like, well, because, so they don't have to pay that loan back, they're keeping it open till September 30th. You know, I don't want to scare people, but if we don't have a rapid, okay, you know, change in the next 5 weeks, not only with COVID, but in terms of consumer confidence and people wanting to go back outside or wanting to go and eat out or wanting to go to the movies or wanting to do whatever, you are going to probably see depression era sort of unemployment. Now, was then the PPP a bad idea? No. The PPP was designed, and a PPP, the payment, the Paycheck Protection Program was designed to prevent unemployment. It was artificial. It was designed to give all these businesses, and not everybody got it, all these businesses enough money to hire their employees back so they had less people going on unemployment. Well, still, tons of people went on unemployment anyway. In fact, some people went back to work, asked for a small amount of hours, which I don't think they're allowed to do, just so they could also still get the unemployment as well as the hours. So there was a lot of BS happening. But anyway, so it was an artificial situation for people to be able to hopefully last until June, July, when everybody was hoping COVID would start to go down. COVID didn't go down. The fear didn't go down. The hysteria didn't go down. So now you have all these companies that hired people back, right, have been operating at a loss, but the second they're able to get some financial reprieve, they're going to do it, if not just close. So, I you know, for those of you kind of contemplating severance packages, you know, if you're thinking, no, I think business is going to pick up, just kind of do some research and see if your company got the PPP money. And then you might want to talk to your managers, because if there's a chance that they cannot wait till September 30th to end, Your company might be cutting jobs. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Marco, Tropical Storm Marco, has seemed to be subsiding, still dumping rain and stuff along the coast and going into, southeast United States and Texas. But all eyes are now on Tropical Storm Laura, that has reached hurricane strength from what we understand. Winds are now at about 115 miles per hour, storm surge up 11 feet. They believe when it strikes the Louisiana-Texas border later tomorrow or Thursday. It was declared a hurricane as of this morning when the NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft detected maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. That's kind of the cutoff to when you get to start calling it a hurricane. is expected to draw more power from the Gulf's warm waters. Significant strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, according to NHC forecaster Eric Blake. So a hurricane warning is now in effect from San Luis Pass, Texas, south of Galveston, to Intracoastal City, Louisiana, meaning hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area, likely within 36 hours. The weather agency issued a storm surge warning for an even wider area from San Luis Pass to the mouth of the Mississippi River. They said historically the storm surge is the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So the first tropical storm force winds could reach U.S. mainland by tomorrow morning. Coastal water levels could also rise sharply long before the hurricane makes landfall. You've got to get ready today, Graham told residents via Facebook in a late morning update. So from what we understand, evacuations have already started to begin. Officials in Louisiana and Texas have declared states of emergency as they prepare for Hurricane Laura. I think Hurricane Laura was one of the ones that I did predict to be kind of a bad one. Sometimes just looking at the name. I think there was a Hurricane Dolly this year. Didn't do much. Usually any Hurricane Dolly or Hurricane Dahlia is kind of disorganized and, you know, not very organized and cut, kind of sprawled out there and just not, you know, making a lot of sense. But Laura, they believe, is going to brew from a 1 up to a 3 by the time it hits land on Wednesday. 500,000 residents in Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a state of emergency for 23 counties and 400,000 people. In Louisiana, mandatory evacuations were issued Sunday for coastal cities, affecting more than 125,000. The Louisiana National Guard has mobilized 98 high-water vehicles and 55 boats for response efforts. They said if Laura becomes a Category 3 hurricane, they are going to expect a storm surge as high as 11 feet and up to 10 inches of rain. Now, Laura has already killed people. It's killed at least 12 people in Hispaniola when it was a tropical storm. It left thousands without power. So as we see governors and mayors start to do mandatory evacuations. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards also declared a state of emergency on Friday. President Donald Trump has approved a federal request for help. Evacuations in Louisiana are going to affect over 125,000 residents. You know, the Gulf waters get warm, and, you know, as we're in a non-El Nino situation. El Nino kind of protects us against a bad hurricane season. This is not an El Nino year. So unfortunately, with the wind shear and the temperature, high temperatures forecasted for the waters, it allows some storms to organize more and brew. Marco kind of, you know, went through Mexico, weakened as it went over the Yucatan Peninsula, got to the Gulf, moved fairly quickly throughout the Gulf, so it really didn't, you know, have enough time to kind of brew. This one, we believe, is organized enough where it's going to get more juice. Laura passed Cuba after killing 12 people in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, knocked out power, caused flooding in the two nations that share the island of Hispaniola. Mayors as well as state officials are basically telling people to get out, and if they don't, then if you decide to stay, you're staying on your own. You know, I remember Chris Christie, you know, when there was Superstorm Sandy coming. You know, he was basically telling people to get out, and I thought he even used expletives. And Chris Christie, this was before Trump ran for office, Chris Christie was kind of the one that said it like it was. You know, and he was the one that kind of didn't have a filter and was, you know, look, that, you know, if we tell you to evacuate, you get the blank out. All right? You know, this is not the time to stay home and, you know, wait for a storm to hit or whatever. And, you know, he was governor of New Jersey at the time. And I kind of look at this and I remember how Chris Christie started to make some big gains in terms of voters and popularity with the 2016 election because he kind of had this no-nonsense, you know, I'm going to say it like it is, no filter sort of thing. And then Donald Trump came in, kind of had that same, he kind of had that same sort of attitude. And I think maybe Donald Trump saw what was going on with Chris Christie and said, you know what, this could work, you know, but it could work for me even better. And it did. So, you know, I mean, when people say, you know, gosh, you know, I wish Trump didn't, you know, tweet as much as he did, and I wish he had more, you know, of a filter or whatever. If you remember, that kind of started to work. It worked for Chris Christie, you know. And, you know, people could be political, and they could be like, you know, let's all, you know, talk nice and, you know, use euphemisms. And no, that's not the case. It's sometimes just, you know, the people that just kind of say it like it is. And, you know, I mean, this is a rough year, whether it's the economy, whether it's COVID, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's, you know, killer bees, whether it's an asteroid that's supposed to come near the Earth, you know, one day before the election, whether it's, you know, social distancing and masks and, you know, needing to do mail-in ballots as opposed to absentee ballots and, you know, the whole cluster that's going to be as, you know, the rest of this year trudges on. You know, people want leadership, and people are looking for somebody to say, all right, you know, this is how it's going to be. Or they want honesty. You know, I kind of opened the show on, you know, politicians should quit treating us like idiots. And, you know, honestly, if a politician got up there, I told you guys about this when it came to Obamacare and health care. And if a politician said, look, all right, I don't know how to fix health care. Health care is a mess. And I don't want to lie to you, saying that I'm going to come up with a bill that's going to fix everything. You guys are too smart for that. All right? You know, the healthcare system is in shambles. It's a mess. But I don't want to socialize medicine, and I also don't want to continue Obamacare. So we are going to keep working and finding ways, and we're not going to do monstrous bills, and we're going to piece by piece try to improve healthcare access for everybody. That guy's going to get my vote. Same thing with, like, you know, with hurricanes and, you know, all that. You know, look, okay, you know, we have a threat to the United States, okay? We don't want to be boy who cried wolf, right? But we are going to be completely taxed. You know, business is already being hurt by COVID. You know, if you could get out, get out. All right? You know, be smart people and don't become a victim where we have to tax everybody else that's here. You know, that, you know, we're trying to save, you know, as much lives as possible. If you have the ability to leave, leave. Although, I don't know how you do that when other states have this mandatory 14-day evacuation. And then if a politician, when we look at the COVID crisis, and if we look at how we're approaching the economy, if a politician said, look, okay, this was unprecedented, which people hate that term, but meaning this basically caught us off guard. We never thought we would see anything like this happen. And it's just not just an America thing or an America false number thing. You know, we're seeing it in countries all over. So the virus is real. No doubt about that. But I think our approach needs to be, you know, more, you know, precision accurate. And it needs to realize that a dead economy and people out of work could be just as dangerous as a virus. And so, you know, let's get our acts together and, you know, let's not let hysteria, you know, make bad decisions. Let's get the numbers right. Somebody do a spreadsheet, figure out where the flu deaths are, where the heart attack deaths were, where the stroke, where the pneumonia deaths were, you know, tease that out of this monstrous 180,000 death number. Let's give the people accurate numbers. I'm tired of this, and let's move on. All right, because we have to live life. We are resilient. We're Americans and all that other good stuff. I mean, we just want some honesty. Okay, you know, and it's frustrating. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, arsonists have set buildings ablaze, torched many in the, quote, black business district in a second night of unrest. This is in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. And this was triggered by Jacob Blake, 29 years old, being shot multiple times. He's in serious condition in a Milwaukee hospital. Kenosha police officer had fired 7 shots into his back while responding to a domestic disturbance call. The shooting occurred 3 months after the death of George Floyd. And so, you know, riots obviously ensued immediately. They say smoke billowed over central Kenosha after police and riot gear clashed with protesters who defied a dusk to dawn curfew on Monday night and into Tuesday morning, blocks away from where the police gunned down Jacob Blake on Sunday. Police again fired tear gas at hundreds of protesters who defied a curfew, threw bottles, shot fireworks at law enforcement who were trying to guard the courthouse. Again, I you know, this is where we need leadership, and I don't have the answers, which is kind of why I don't run for office, because I don't think I'd even want to be a politician at this point. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Laura is now a hurricane, and it could get even stronger as it approaches Louisiana. Forecasters say it could become a Category 3 or a higher storm as it approaches the Texas and Louisiana coasts, currently 625 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's day two of the Republican National Convention. The president's elder son, Don Jr., said last night,
"This time the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded."
First Lady Melania Trump's to speak tonight at the convention. For the second straight night, police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, faced off with angry protesters after a police shooting of a man on Sunday. Jacob Blake seen in a video being shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News. More than 14,000 firefighters are working trying to control over 625 wildfires in California today. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
It is night two of the Republican National Convention. Among the speakers tonight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But he is getting some flack for his decision to make his remarks from Jerusalem. It breaks with long-standing tradition of secretaries of state trying to appear nonpartisan, especially when they're on foreign soil. Pompeo says this is a personal appearance and no staffers are involved. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For somebody to tell me I'm so pretty just doesn't seem to really happen, but that's okay. You know, it's interesting. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Spider-Man was on, I think it was Spider-Man 2, one of the newer Spider-Men, and I like whoever plays Spider-Man. I think, you know, all of them, like Andrew Garfield was a good Spider-Man. Gosh, I forget who the first Spider-Man was. I can't believe I can't forget his name. Tobey Maguire, right? And now the new one, I forget his name, but he's really, really good also. And I think in the Spider-Man movie, one of the boys told a girl that she looked pretty, and she told him, "You look pretty." And so I guess either pretty is supposed to be a term now that you should use for men, or it's a term that's considered politically incorrect, and you're not supposed to use it. And I'm trying to kind of gauge where society is going by watching movies that young people watch, right? So I kind of learned, you know, what we're supposed to say and what we're not supposed to say, because I think things are moving faster than we realize. And for those of us who are Generation Xers or baby boomers or even older millennials, last thing we want to do is get caught saying something we're not supposed to say, right? Like, I guess mortgage. Mortgage, I think, and I have to double check this, I heard that mortgage, the term mortgage has roots of like being imprisoned or being in a vice or being in a, well, yeah, so mortgage kind of sounds like something that would have to do with slavery. So we might be getting rid of the term mortgage. Management, man up, manhole, man, we have a lot of terms that have man in it. We're going to probably start to see a pivot of using words that have man in it. Human. All right. I mean, I'm not a linguistic expert, but, you know, we've been using the term man to describe men and women, but that might not be deemed politically correct. I've been told also coder. We're not really supposed to use that term coder. If anybody did code, I think it's because it wasn't one person, it was multiple. So I kind of have to figure out that. But I mean, I'm like, you know, do you know anybody who could code? YOLO. By the way, YOLO, which all the young people say YOLO, YOLO. You're starting to hear that not being used. Okay, I know some older folks are like, well, YOLO. And I'm like, okay, dude, that's 2016. It's already old. You can't say that. And apparently YOLO is found offensive because YOLO is you only live once. Yet you have a lot of faiths that believe there's reincarnation. So if you're saying YOLO, that basically insults those who might believe that you don't just live once. You live again. You live, you know, either in another dimension or whatever. So you're going to start to see YOLO go away. Also, you're going to start to see coming out. You know, when did you come out? Coming out is actually a kind of a disrespectful term, phrase, for somebody who was born, you know, who they are and love who they are and want to be accepted for who they are. But coming out was a phrase we used in the 90s a lot, saying, well, when did you come out and tell everybody you were gay? And it kind of just, you know, focuses on how they have to go from in to out to explain who they want to be with. That term is going to go away. All right? People are not going to have to come out. Okay? People who are gay are, they're gay. Does it matter? Do they need to actually have a party? Do they have, you know, why does somebody have to have a, you know, a declaration or all this advertisement, you know, of them making the choice to be with somebody? Heterosexuals don't have to go through all that. You know, well, when did you come out and tell people you were heterosexual? I used to have that conversation when I would have families come in and, you know, they were concerned about, you know, their child's sexual activity and who they were having sex with. And, you know, and it was like, you know, well, you know, when did you realize you liked girls? Well, the same time you probably realized you liked girls or you liked boys. You know, I mean, it, you know, we're kind of identifying people all these years with these sort of terminologies as, you know, being, you know, quote unquote different. And when you see the numbers of people who are in the LGBTQ community, it's a large number. So we don't need to have the coming out. We don't need to have these declarations, all right? Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken got kind of caught in the mix of all this. And Kentucky Fried Chicken, before, they were always play offense, never play defense. Before they were ridiculed for any of their slogans, they jumped on it. And they made an announcement this week that they are done with finger licking good. All right, well, maybe not done permanently, but temporarily. So finger licking good was something that came from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, we've used that term for a variety of things. I'll use that term like with McDonald's fries. If I eat some McDonald's fries and there's some salt, I'll lick my fingers. I'm like, man, that is finger licking good. But finger licking good really belongs to Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the Kentucky Fried Chicken marketing team, KFC, has decided to, because of coronavirus, you really can't urge people to lick their fingers. So before anybody jumps on them, They've already beaten everybody to the punch going, guys, we are going to hold, shelve that slogan for the time being. Yes, our chicken is finger looking good, but, you know, we're still going to use the 11 herbs and spices or whatever they use. I do prefer original recipe over crispy, you know, but I take off the skin anyway, so I don't know if I'm really tasting the herbs anyway, but I like Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's yummy. But they don't want people to lick their fingers. And if you look at the commercials, finger looking good, you see commercials in the 80s and 90s, people licking their fingers, that's not really COVID-friendly anymore. So you're not going to see that, and you might never see that again. Interestingly, with Kentucky Fried Chicken, so from what I heard, and I could be wrong, but where this whole kind of thing came from, there was a, his name was Harlan Sanders. And I don't know if he was a colonel particularly in the military or not, but he in the 1930s had a service station in Kentucky. I think it was Corbin, Kentucky. And, you know, people would come in, he cooked some chicken, and people liked the chicken. Well, he kind of started to perfect the recipe, and he ended up opening up his first franchise in 1952. And people liked it. People liked getting food to go. They liked getting chicken that tasted good. And it, what price was right, and so he expanded his brand. And he was kind of like Stan Lee, where he always wanted to be in every commercial. You know, he wanted to be the face. He was now Colonel Sanders. And so he was in most of the commercials until he got a stroke. And from what I understand, even after he got a stroke, he was still able to move, and it was a milder stroke, but somebody else had to voice the commercials, and I think it was one of his district managers. So apparently, during one of the commercials, that the district manager was now being the spokesperson for, Colonel Sanders wanted to be one of the extras, where he was in back eating. And so I guess somebody saw the commercial. This was, I think, in the 60s? Yeah, sometime in the 60s, somebody saw the commercial, and they saw Colonel Sanders lick his fingers. And apparently that was a no-no back then. Okay, you were not supposed to lick your fingers at the table. So back then, who knows, maybe it came from Spanish flu, maybe it came from, you know, world wars, I don't know. But finger licking was not supposed to be okay at the table. You had manners, okay? You used a napkin or a cloth or a bib or something. So somebody complained to the station, and the manager backed up Colonel Sanders, saying, well, of course he was licking his fingers. It's finger licking good. So that's the rumor, allegedly, or the legend, on how finger licking good happened. So it wasn't necessarily Colonel Sanders that came up with it. He just came up with the chicken and the whole franchise bit. It was his manager that came up with that. Very good. Great teamwork. I don't know if the manager's going to get credit. I don't even know what the manager's name was. But what was really interesting is then licking fingers was kind of something that started to be societally okay. And so you would eat chicken and you would lick your fingers, or you would, you know, and so if somebody licked their fingers, they would say, that's yummy. And they would lick their fingers and whatever. The only time I lick my fingers is, like I said, if I got like salt from McDonald's or chocolate. So let's say it's about 115 degrees and I needed some chocolate and I'm eating a candy bar and all of a sudden I got chocolate and if I have a piece stuck under my nails, I will dig the chocolate out of my nails because, you know, it's food. And I figure, well, I wash my hands before I eat the chocolate, so it's ideally sterile, even though it's not with the chocolate. So yes, I have licked my fingers, but so anyway, whenever you guys are in doubt, Google the word and make sure that whatever you're about to say isn't politically incorrect. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, in science news, they found a little puppy. It was a little puppy that must have died during the last ice age. But what was not only striking about finding a little baby puppy that had died, teeth are well preserved, and I mean, it doesn't look like it was a cute little puppy because all you're kind of seeing is the teeth and some of the fur and all that. It kind of looks scary, but I'm sure the puppy was cute because it was a puppy. All puppies are cute. Little puppy day! I got a puppy too. Well, she's not a puppy anymore. She's a big dog, but she's a puppy to me. But what's interesting about this puppy is its last meal. And when they did an animal autopsy called a necropsy, they found an undigested slab of skin with yellow fur in the puppy's stomach. So they thought maybe the puppy had some cave lion meat, you know, tore into some of that. But instead, they found that it wasn't a cave lion, which is known as Panthera spilea, but a woolly rhinoceros, or Colodonta antiquitatus. Now, woolly rhinoceroses, or rhinoceri, went extinct around 14,000 years ago. So they believe this dog died. Oh, my God, little puppy dog. Oh, wow. They name him Dogor. Little puppy died right after he had his woolly rhinoceros meal, because if it was in the stomach, and stomachs usually take a couple hours to digest, the fact that they could still see the fur means this puppy must have died right after the puppy ate. Who knows? Maybe the puppy, choked. Who knows? So they say this puppy ate one of the last woolly rhinoceroses to ever exist. I knew there were woolly mammoths. I didn't know there was a woolly rhinoceros. So a doctoral student has been studying this, Adana Lord from the Center of Paleogenics in Sweden. And it's a joint venture with the Stockholm University and the Swedish Museum. They co-authored this study, and this little mummified puppy was discovered in Tumat, a rural locality in northeastern Siberia, back in 2011. The analysis revealed that the puppy was likely between 3 and 9 months old when it died. Unclear whether the puppy was a dog or a wolf, but they're still going to call it a puppy. And they believe this puppy was 18,000 years old. So, not sure how there's a 14,000-year-old specimen and an 18,000-year-old dog. But the dog, you still see the fur. When the puppy or the animal, it really looks scary. This looks wolf-like to me. It's almost Tasmanian devil-ish. It's not a very attractive one. But when they radiocarbon dated, they revealed that it's about 14,000 years old, and it had been preserved in Siberia's permafrost. So that's how it was able to, thousands of years later, be found. So they think the puppy might have been one of a scavenging pack that the wolves either took down the rhino or were looking for food, came across a rhino carcass. And if the puppy was domesticated, it's possible that it was living with humans. Maybe they shared the rhino meal with the pup. Soon after the puppy ate the rhino meal, however, it died. We don't know why. They think maybe the dog might have gotten squashed. So, had a rhino dinner, then got squashed. Not a fun life back then, but fascinating that they could figure that out. They also found that it wasn't inbreeding. Apparently, woolly mammoths used to inbreed, and I guess based on some of the genetic material, they believe that it wasn't the inbreeding. It might have been due to climate change. That is why they died. Woolly rhinoceroses did have genetic mutations to adapt to cold weather, but the mutation could have messed with their ability to deal with more extreme cold. So not sure. There was some sort of global cooling ice age, and they're trying to look for clues in permafrost-preserved dead animals. Very, very cool stuff. Now, I was a bio major in college. I went to UNLV. I majored in biology because I liked biology. And personally, looking back, seeing what my son is doing with engineering, seeing what some of my other friends did with chemistry, I think a bio degree was kind of easier. Maybe it was easier for me because I liked it. But bio was fairly easy until we had to learn about photosynthesis. Photosynthesis we learned back in grade school, middle school, high school. And then when you're in college, you really need to dissect photosynthesis. And when you learn about photosynthesis, you really get an appreciation for trees. Because trees will take water, take carbon dioxide, and sunlight, and convert it into oxygen. And when, you know, you see that our plants are kind of taking our byproducts and turning it into something else that we could then later breathe, you start to think, man, I want trees all over the place. I am a big fan of trees. I like trees. And you know what? Sue me. I might hug one. Now, I understand we need to, you know, take them down for paper. Apparently, we use a lot of tree product now for all the things we're doing with COVID. And I understand sometimes to put up a home, you might have to take down some trees. I get that. But I really do like trees. And, you know, and maybe one day I will hug a tree and I'll be called a tree hugger. But I like trees because of the oxygen they give. Well, what happens when we get rid of our trees, or these fires are destroying all our trees? We don't want to lose oxygen. So humans, trying to figure out how to reproduce photosynthesis on their own. So researchers have, at the University of Cambridge, developed a standalone device that converts sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into a carbon-neutral fuel without requiring any additional components or electricity. This device is a significant step forward towards achieving artificial photosynthesis. It's a process mimicking the ability of plants to convert sunlight and energy. It's based on an advanced quote-unquote photosheet technology that converts sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into oxygen and formic acid. Formic acid is a storable fuel that can either be used directly or converted into hydrogen. So these results were reported in the journal Nature Energy. It represents a new method for the conversion of carbon dioxide into clean fuels. And it was a wireless device. They say it could be scaled up, used on energy farms, similar to solar farms, producing clean fuel using sunlight and water. I'm more interested in the oxygen, but I guess we also need fuel. They say harvesting solar energy to convert carbon dioxide into fuel is a promising way to reduce carbon emissions and transition away from fossil fuels, but it's challenging to produce these clean fuels without unwanted byproducts. So it's been difficult to achieve photosynthesis with a high degree of selectivity so that you're converting as much of the sunlight as possible into fuel you want rather than be left with a bunch of waste. So, fantastic. In fact, 2019, remember they came up with an artificial leaf? They developed a solar reactor based on an artificial leaf design. Also used sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water to produce a fuel known as syngas. And that technology looked pretty promising as well. So the artificial leaf used components from solar cells, and it uses photocatalysts embedded in the sheet to make a photocatalyst sheet. Sheets are made up of semiconductor powders, which can be prepared in large quantities easily and cost-effective. Again, it blows my mind whenever we try to reproduce nature, but it's, you know, cool nonetheless. All right. We have been told for months that you cannot get reinfected with coronavirus. Well, another case has been reported. A man in Hong Kong has been the first confirmed patient to be infected with the coronavirus for a second time, according to researchers at the University of Hong Kong. The findings suggest that some patients who recover from COVID-19 may have only short-lived immunity from reinfection. The case will also be significant for scientists who are working on treatments like antibodies. I think AstraZeneca is working on a monoclonal antibody treatment where they inject it. It's not the antibodies from convalescent people like the plasma, but it's a monoclonal antibody to help induce immune responses against COVID. But we're trying to come up with a safe and effective vaccine. And if we are seeing that people who get COVID only have short-term immunity, is it because the virus is changing faster than our immunity can encompass? Or is it that the antibodies just don't last because it doesn't produce a strong enough immune response? I don't know. They say the research should not cause a panic. Reinfection is common with other coronaviruses. But they say, you know, we still have to figure out how the whole immunity thing works. And this guy was a 33-year-old. Still alive, he was hospitalized March 29th, symptoms subsided, discharged April 14th, and then 4 months later, he became positive again on August 15th. Is asymptomatic, but it has been hospitalized. So, we're still kind of nowhere farther than we need to be in August than where we were in for March. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.